Thank you, Miriam. Well, we've been on this journey of justice, and I wasn't sure about it, but the scriptures that we have been given came from a different point of view, giving us a certain perspective on things, certainly. We started with Romans 8. Romans 8, which said that you are God's beloved child. Our message that day was that we should start with having justice with ourselves. Start with being loving and caring to yourself. We cannot be loving and caring towards others until we are towards ourselves. Then we went from there to Psalm 13. An interesting psalm, to say the least. Starts out with, how long, Lord, how long must I wait until it's my turn in line? And it doesn't really answer the question, but says that, but I trust in you, the psalmist David says. But I trust in you despite all of my questions. We learned that day that God's justice comes sometimes at its own time, not on our timeline. That God's justice has its own perspective. It's different than our justice, right? And that we should have faith in God. That God is bringing all things together for good. Then we went to Matthew 25, talking about the least of these. Are you caring for the least of these? The ones who are in prison and naked and need fed? And we asked the question, does our church look like this? Does our church look like this? Good question. Are we doing these kinds of things? And we went from there to last week where we had Jesus on the cross in Luke chapter 23 talking about forgiveness. The justice of God looks quite different than ours. It's not fair. It doesn't even make sense to forgive those who are persecuting you, to forgive your enemies. All good stuff, all good messages, all give us perspective about God's justice. We're going to take all of that. We're going to assume that that all takes place here. I think it does, for the most part. We have a place that is forgiving. We have a place that we can come together and ask questions of God. We have a place that's safe. We have a place that teaches faith. We have a place that teaches what it's important in life and how important it is to give back and to give to others to help the least of these. We have a place that teaches self-esteem to our young people and to all people that you are forgiven, that you are a child of God. One of the reasons why this is the best day of the week for me is to come here and to experience that. To see it in your faces and in your handshakes and hugs and in your faces and in your smiles. I enjoy that. Within these walls, all that takes place. Perhaps we could use some analysis, some work, some self-looking, but I think we do a good job. But let's take all of that and let's turn it outside. Let's turn it outside. Let's pretend these stained glass windows here were meant to shine out and not necessarily in. The light that comes into to this sanctuary here is tainted. It looks beautiful. It's glorious. It's inspiring to sit here and to have the sun come in. What if it shined outward more often so that the community can see and experience the same thing that we see and experience here on Sunday morning? Does our community look like these things that we have been learning about? What Isaiah is talking about this morning, where people do not have to worry about food and clothing. Is it a just world? Is it a just community? I'm not sure. Perhaps there is work to do, as we have been learning about this morning. Perhaps there is some things to do. Where do we start? Here is a poem written by the Reverend Lindy Thompson that speaks to this question. How do we begin to start? Where do we go? What is this work that we're supposed to be doing? She asks the question, how can I speak for someone I don't know? Someone whose life I have not led, whose history I do not hold, whose shoes I do not walk in. How can I speak for hurting people whose pain is not like mine, whose loss is turning inside of them like a knife, giving them no rest, no peace, no space to breathe? How can I speak for them? How can I speak for races of people that are unlike mine, that carry the weight of the sins of my ancestors, the chains of oppression that reach back centuries, profaning the planet with their ignorance? Individuals who sacrifice daily in the name of greed. How can I speak to that? How can I share in the journey of a people headed for a land I have never left? Generations seeking a freedom that is always coming soon, yet slightly out of reach. How can I? How can I? And she ends her poem with a simple question, how can I not? How can I not stand for these people? How can I not speak for these people? How can I not care? How can I not love beyond these walls? There are so many people, even in our own town, whose experience that we do not understand, whose life circumstances, whose choices in life that we do not share. But we have to try to bridge those gaps. We have to try to reach out. We have to try to meet the needs of this community at the crossroads. We are a church that cares a great deal about the poor. We do. We do a lot. There is always something going on. Every single Sunday, we can come through these doors, not only with our cares and concerns, but with others as well. On behalf of a family member, on behalf of someone that we know who is struggling, on behalf of the stranger who is to receive those buckets, who is to receive those personal care kits, who is to receive that blanket, somewhere in this country or somewhere in a continent far away, who is to receive those monies meant for our church's wider mission. It's something that's worthy to lift up, something that's worthy to be mentioned when we come here and celebrate the good news of God, what is done beyond these walls. But what more can we do? After coming home from Mississippi, I've been reflecting that perhaps there are things that we can do that are more hands-on, getting groups of people together to help elderly people in our community, in our congregation, that aren't able to do the simple things that we take for granted, cutting their grass, painting their house, picking up their lawn, things like that. Perhaps there's things that we can do beyond this community. Perhaps there are little trips that we can take to help someone build a house in Appalachia, in the inner city, Columbus. Perhaps there is a place that we can go to feed homeless people to gain some perspective of the needs that are out there, to help bridge those bridges to people in circumstances that we don't understand. There's a African proverb of Ubuntu, and perhaps you've heard this, that speaks to our scripture today in Isaiah. God is asking, you want to see your prayers work? You want righteousness and justice to roll down? You know the way. You know what to do. Help those in need. When there are people who have been fed, who have been clothed, then you will see the righteousness of God flow down. That is what Isaiah is saying to us this morning. You want results? You know what to do. Go out from these walls, from these doors today, filled with motivation to do the work of God. Focus outward. Somewhere out there, there is a person in need. There is somebody that is hungry. There is a child that is going to school without a meal. Somewhere there is an addict in this town, I guarantee you, that could use a helping hand. Somebody in this community needs a hand up, needs a lift up, needs assistance getting to work. Somebody is without clothes in this community. Somebody is mourning the loss of a loved one. Somebody is needing care. Somewhere out there, there is somebody. Somebody. Pray to be the hands and feet of Christ. Pray that we can be focused outward, that we can remain focused outward, that we can remain as a place that bears our own cares and concerns, but also those of others around us. This is how we come to our salvation. This is how we come to our salvation. This is how we realize the life of God. This is the path forward. This is the path of the cross that Jesus has shown us. Giving back, giving forward, giving beyond. Letting the light of God shine through you. Let us go forth from these walls and enter into the kingdom of God out there. Let's sing in praise of the good news this morning.